You're listening to The 21st. We've heard time and time again about how the state budget impasse is affecting social service agencies around the state and how services for women have been hit especially hard. That's why one Illinois musician, Emily Blue, is making an individual effort to help keep the Rape Advocacy, Counseling, and Education Services Center operating in Urbana. You just heard a bit of her song, No Pain. We're joined now by Emily, who's on the line with us from Chicago, to talk about what she's doing to help raise money for the agency. Emily, welcome to The 21st. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We just heard a little bit about your music. How did this project come about?
Well, this project was actually not supposed to happen because I was working on a LP called Heartlines with just a bunch of pop songs that I had written on my own. But I just sat down one day and started writing about rape culture and some of my experiences just in my life, and realized that I had more to say about that probably than anything, because I had never really written about it and I never taken the time to explore my own feelings. So then I wrote, let's see, maybe like 5 or 6 songs surrounding the similar themes, and I was like, I think I have a record here.
Wow. And so it was, I mean, it sounds like a lot of this was about help you finding a voice for something that maybe you haven't voiced before.
Yeah, I would say that sexual assault is something that is extremely hard to write about, especially from a first-person perspective, because you don't want to overshare, you don't want to misrepresent anything that you know that a lot of other people experience also. So I think that the challenge was presenting it in a way that was authentic to me, but also acknowledged that this is a universal experience, and not trying to step on anybody's toes in that way.
And was that a little bit about where the idea for this album came about?
Yeah, I think that the album is all about my relationship with womanhood in our society and also with other women. Like, there's a song called Lavender on my record that's sort of about my mom and my best friend, Fiona, who inspire me all the time. And then there's a couple songs that are a little bit more painful to listen to that involve, you know, the downsides of being a woman in our world today.
Well, I wonder if we can hear a little bit more of that song that we just heard, This Is No Pain.
When I bleed, you don't feel no pain. You don't feel no pain, you don't feel. When I bleed, you don't feel no pain. You don't feel no pain, you don't feel. We all know just how this works. You distance yourself from the things you've done till no one hears.
It's No Pain. The artist is Emily Blue. She's on the line with us, and we're talking about this album that she wrote. It's part of an effort that she is making to help fundraise for the Rape Advocacy, Counseling, and Education Services Center races operating in Urbana. Emily, the music video for this, we're going to tweet out the link so everyone can see it if you follow 21st Show. But the music video of this, I think, is so powerful because you have different messages from other survivors who are sharing their stories. How were you able to reach out to people and get them to share those stories for you?
Well, I am an avid user of Facebook, so I just posted a lot of statuses requesting survivors that were willing to come and share maybe a short testimony. I didn't give very much detail on the first couple of statuses because I just wanted to gauge people's interest and comfort levels with the idea. But it turns out that I got a lot of responses, almost so many that I thought we were going to have too many for the video, which is amazing that people are brave enough to come forward. But I also wanted to let them know that they don't have to talk about the pain involved in these experiences. They can also talk about how they've healed as individuals and how they've found empowerment after, you know, whatever trauma or pain they've experienced in their lives. So if you watch the video, you'll be able to see that some people chose to give encouraging words, especially towards the end of the video. Some people are talking about phrases or giving phrases of empowerment that they think of in their healing process.
Emily, how did all of that affect your other work on the album?
I just realized how important it is to give survivors a voice at all, because so often in our judicial system and just in our culture, we silence them every day. And that's one of the reasons that the rates of sexual assault are so high, is because it's this taboo subject that we can't just come out and say, hey, 1 in 5 women are assaulted in their time on their college campus, and then the rates are even higher for trans or non-binary individuals. So I just wanted to give some visibility to people.
The donations from this album, you've raised more than $4,000 so far, and the album hasn't even been released yet. It's going to go towards helping RACES, the organization we've been talking about, keep their doors open and their phone lines up. Why was it so important for you to be fundraising for this organization?
I just know personally, as a student of the U of I, that that organization is extremely important for survivors, and it's full of really amazing people. Some of my friends volunteer for that organization, and we have to have races at our campus. It's very tragic that our budget crisis is affecting them in that way, because it's a very necessary resource. So I thought that with the response that I was already getting before putting this album out, I thought I would make the whole record nonprofit, because I have the ability to do that as an artist. And I didn't feel... It didn't sit right with me to imagine myself making any money off these topics that are so vulnerable and so important for people.
When will the record be released?
It comes out on November 4th, and there's a release show in Champaign at the Accord that night.
And where can people help continue to donate to the project if they want to?
They can't actually donate through Kickstarter, since Kickstarter closes its doors after the funding date, but if you buy the record, any profit from that record is going to go straight to races.
And Emily, for you, do you think this is, do you think the project will continue after this album is released? And I'm thinking in particular of all of the voices that you collected, all of the people that you heard from that we were talking about that's in the No Pain in that video.
I really hope that this project gains momentum. I didn't expect for it to have I just didn't anticipate any response, really, because primarily I work with a band called Terra Terra, and that's my main project, and it was my main creative outlet. But I would really like to tour on this record, and I would really like to reach as many people as I can. I'm putting out some videos eventually, and I'm just really excited to see what happens.
And what did you learn about yourself from working on this?
I think I learned that people are listening to me, and that I have the ability to say really important things. As a pop musician, I had this idea that my music has to be kind of watered down and cookie cutter, at least with the more produced style, like what you hear on the radio. There are often really, cliche themes that they use, and it's just not what they're saying is not new, and it doesn't really resonate long term. So I learned that anybody that is making art has the ability to make a positive change in the world, and I really wanted to do that with this.
And do you feel that not just the people that you were making the art, but I guess also the people who helped you make the art probably also experienced that?
Yeah, definitely. The No Pain video shoot especially comes to mind, because there were just so many people from different backgrounds. I didn't know most of them at all. I was meeting these people for the first time in a super vulnerable situation where they were being filmed and asked to talk about one of the hardest things to talk about that there is. So I think that there was just this shared understanding that we're going to get through this together.
That's Emily Blue. She's in Chicago. She's, as she's mentioned, this is a solo project she's been doing. The album is called Another Angry Woman. Let's take a listen to one final song from her album. This is called Your Heartbeat Is. Emily, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Listening to The 21st. Stay tuned. We're going to be talking to artists from the Borderland Collective.